Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by the way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of Decapolis. And people brought him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, and his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered him not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered him not to do so, the more he proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished and said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. It is my joy to celebrate this Mass with you. This is my first time to say Mass for the eighth graders, and for that matter, for the entire school of Holy Family. So this is a great privilege. We hear today in the Gospel a wonderful proclamation of an episode of the life of Jesus. See, at this point, Jesus is busy going all over the northern part of Israel, preaching about the kingdom. And today we are hearing about this particular story of a deaf man being brought to him. Now I'm sure you understand, you know what deaf is, what deafness means, you know, a person who could not hear. And this man, I would imagine, most of his life it's all stillness and quiet. And that would be a very sad world. When you don't hear music, you don't hear the voice of your friends, you don't hear the voice of your loved ones. Now, plenty of times it feels like that when we pray to God. Sometimes we feel like we're deaf people. We do not hear God answering our prayers. But let me tell you this, the fact of our lives as Catholics, as Christians, God always hears our prayers. God always speaks to us. God is always here with us, listening and anxious to hear our prayers. Now, I know all of us here, we have our own prayers. We have our own petitions. What is your favorite prayer? What kind of things do you say to God? What are your wishes? And today I'm going to put on the spot my two servers. Enrique, James, come down. Okay. So Enrique, tell your class, what is your prayer?
I have two. The first one is to get into Loyola, and the second one is to be a professional soccer player.
Beautiful. To get to Loyola and to become a professional soccer player. James, what about you?
I want to get into Loyola too and run there.
And what?
Run their track.
Oh, okay. To get to Loyola and run there. So that's their, oh, you can go back now. So that's their prayer, huh? Beautiful prayer. You know, it's a prayer of their heart. Now let me have a sampling also from other folks here. Anyone from the ladies? What is your prayer?
To get into Peshaw.
To get what?
To get into Peshaw.
At the show?
No, Peshaw. It's a high school.
Ah, okay. To get into a high school, your favorite high school, huh? Peshaw. What about this young lady here?
To get to Bishop Amat and join the soccer team.
Ah, Bishop Amat and join the soccer team. So we all have our prayers. And we bring this up to God. And with me, I also have my prayers. I pray for my health. You know, there's when you get older, you know, you get older, there are many health concerns, so I pray for my health also. And so we all have our prayers. Now, like I said, what I'd like for you to remember is that when we pray to the Lord, He always answers. Huh? He always answers. God always hears our prayer because He's a good Father. You know, and just like a good father, He's always anxious to hear what are your concerns. You know, he wants to hear prayers like James and Enrique and these two ladies here and all of you. Where are you at this point? What do you want? So God is always aching to hear from us. But sometimes, and this is from our own experience as well, sometimes we are like that deaf man who could not hear God speaking to us. Now, why does that happen? Why does sometimes we feel we are in a world full of silence where God does not speak? Well, a few things. Sometimes it seems like God does not seem to answer our prayer because we had been far away from Him. If we have a favorite sin that we repeat over and over again, that makes us deaf. That will not make us hear the word of God. That will not make us feel His presence. The prophet Isaiah said that. We had been far from you because of our iniquities. So that's one thing. Okay, so what I would like for you to remember, young men and women, you know, today when you go to communion, ask yourself, what is my favorite sin? What is this thing that sets me away from God and would not make me hear His word? Okay, and then of course we know that part of removing and taking away that sinfulness is going to confession. Okay? Second, why are we like the deaf person who could not hear the word of God? Well, sometimes we don't place ourselves in a place where we could hear Him. Sometimes our lives are just filled with so many distractions. It could be movies, it could be sports, it could be the family concerns, all of those things. Huh? Now, they are not bad. They are not bad. They are good. But if we consume all of our time and lives in preoccupation of all of these things, then certainly we will not hear God. So what are we saying? Well, what we're saying is, let's have time to really sit down and listen to the Word of God. What you're doing today is exactly that. In this next few minutes, you're sitting here listening to the Word of God. You know? When we do this often in our prayers, in coming to Mass every Sunday, then we begin to train ourselves to hear how God speaks to us. His voice will not be a stranger to us. It will not be strange because we will begin to speak the language of the Lord. So spend time with the Lord so that you can hear his voice, so you can hear his word and his answer to your prayers. The last thing that I would like to emphasize is that sometimes God will not give an answer right away to our prayers. And that's why He's silent. That's why we cannot hear Him. Now, if God is silent, if God does not seem to answer our prayer, it does not mean that God does not care. It does not mean that He's not wanting to answer our prayers. No. Now, let me recall to you something that happened in the history of the Jewish people of ancient Israel. When the last prophet Micah spoke to the people of Israel, after his prophecies, you know, that's God speaking to his people. The prophets are the means by which God speaks to his people. After Micah's proclamation, there was no more communication from God to the people of Israel. God became silent for 500 years. Why was he silent? Why was God silent? Well, God was silent because he's preparing something wonderful. And you know what that wonderful was? After that 500 years, Jesus was born. After 500 years of silence, the Savior, our Jesus Christ, was born. So what am I saying to all of you? Do not be discouraged. When it seems like God is not answering your question, your prayers, remember that God is hearing you still, but he's preparing something wonderful for you. All right? So these are the things that I would like for us to remember. I also preach to myself as I say these things to you, to remind myself of how it is to listen to the Word of God. And then finally, I just want to point out to you that the action of Jesus, the action of Jesus in giving hearing to the deaf person. You know, he spat, and then he took the mud, and then touched the mouth of the person. That's a very significant gesture. Because what Jesus is doing is making of the deaf man a new creation. That very same gesture of spitting on the ground was done by God in the creation of the world when he made Adam and Eve. He spat on the ground, and from the mud, he formed the first man and the first woman. Okay? So what are we saying here? Well, God makes a new creation of all of us. In our hearing the Word of God, he makes us a new creation. What is a new creation? A new man, a new woman. You know, when you immerse yourself in listening to the Word of God, you become a new man and a new woman, ready to take on the world. You know, as a child of God, he will create you into a new person so that you step out into the world out of Holy Family School, ready to take on whatever challenges the world has to give you. So, stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Listen to his voice. Immerse ourselves in prayer and the sacraments. And then, very much like what we heard in the gospel today, Jesus will take us by the hand and says, "Be opened." And when we are opened, we are open to all of the wonders this world can give. Amen. Amen. Amen.